Next item, PCR 111-20, a rescue service billing administrator. Who, Lynn, is that you?
Me, yeah. I am requesting that this be awarded to ComStar Billing. This expires on January 1st, unfortunately. That's very soon. I have selected the low bidder and a vendor that we've had a relationship with for a few years, and they have outstanding service, which is why I would like to continue with them.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lynn, is this the one that you identified has a very successful get rate, if you will, where they're very successful in following up and getting the billing and the payment?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council?
Just one thing, Chairman. This is the other contract I referred to in my previous point about the mayor-elect saying it was okay to pass these two. This was the other one.
I got it. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action. We had a member of the public would like to comment. Oh, it was just at the last minute.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Who would like to speak from the public?
Mr. Chairman, they just exited the meeting.
They're on.
Okay.
They can just ask to unmute.
The person left.
I believe that's the claim.
Yeah, it looks like the claimant.
That's the claim. That's Mr. Houlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was running into some difficulties again, and I was just not sure if I missed the public safety claim.
No, not yet, sir.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Hang in there. It's still coming up.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries. Thank you.
All right. Any questions? Any further questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. It is 6:10 and the Finance Committee stands adjourned.
Next up is the Ordinance Committee. This is Chairman McAllister, Councilman Corley, Councilman Sinappi, and it is eligible to begin.
Thank you very much. I see. There we go. All right. I call the Ordinance Committee at 6:11. First up is acceptance of the minutes from the December 7th meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. First up is PCO 10-19, an ordinance in regards to water discharge. This is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser, Councilwoman Travis, what's your pleasure?
Hold to March 8th.
Okay, I'll make the motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold to March 8th. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. And I close the Ordinance Committee at 6:11.
Next up is the Public Safety Committee. This is Chairman Sinappi, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, and it is eligible to begin.
Everybody ready? I got one. Councilman Howe, are you there? There he is.
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
No worries. All right, public safety can start at 6:12 p.m. First up, we have approval of the minutes.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then next, we have PCR 68-20, resolution relative to claims, Mark Houlet. And I know he's in on the, he's also attending, just in case we have any questions. I believe we all received the additional estimates for Mr. Houlet's damage.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to say thank you to you and Councilman Ricks for your diligence and patience on this. After reviewing everything, it's fair to say that he followed all the procedures. He got the estimates. He very patiently, this has been going on a while. So I just want to say that I did receive, and I want to also thank Mr. Braska for making sure that we got all the information that he submitted.
Yes, thank you very much. It was an interesting claim. I'm glad we were able to make it work. And now, can someone help me translate between all the estimates what we're looking at for
Chairman.
The second amount? Because we had 700 plus 725 before, and it was the 725 that we were trying to resolve. And Councilman Ricks, I'm pretty sure I just heard you.
Chairman, yes. So I crunched some numbers on this, and as you can see, the previously received estimate was $725. That was not the lowest bid at the end of the day. The second lowest bid of the three would have been the $577.80 from, let's see, this one is Jack's Professionals Service, and that covers both the removal of the two shrubs and installation of the two replacement shrubs. But if we go to the third estimate from Jose Echevarria for the shrub removal, that would be $160. And then that would, in addition, from the estimate for the replacement trees provided by Mr. Houlet, the document shows that each replacement tree would be $174.95 plus a $7.99 oversized fee. And that does not include the sales tax, which here in Rhode Island would be the 7%. So when I add up those numbers from Mr. Echevarria, as well as the numbers for the trees, I get $525.88. And then, as sales tax is not included on those particular items, but is included in the other estimate, add that 7%, and the grand total for that becomes $562.69, which is still lower than the other estimates of $725, as well as that other estimate for, as I flip through these pages again. Yes, also lower than the $577.80. So the total going with the lowest bidder for the fence and the lowest bidders for the shrub removal and the new shrubs would be $700 plus $562.69, which would come to a total of $1,262.69.
Alrighty. Anyone else on the committee have anything to say? Comments, questions, concerns? Council? Anyone? All right. And members of the public, including Mr. Houlet, any comments or questions? And just so we're clear, that way you don't realize after the fact you might have wanted to say something. What will likely happen is I assume someone will motion for approval of the claim for the amount of $1,262.69, because that combines both the low bids for the services. So if for some reason that sends off alarm bells for you, Mr. Houlet, please speak now. Saw the hand go up.
You can unmute now. Mr. Houlet, you can unmute now.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Sir, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to add that this seems correct. It all adds up correctly.
All right, no issues on your end? This works?
This works, correct. Thank you.
Got it. All right, does anyone want to make the motion?
Move favorable action in the amount of $1,262.69.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Lynn, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's the end of public safety for tonight.
That's correct.
All right, so public safety concludes at 6:18 p.m.
Thank you.
Shorter than finance.
Thank you, Chairman and Councilman. Mr. Houlet, thank you.
Next up is the Intergovernmental Committee. This is Chairman Corley, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, and we have to wait approximately 2 minutes before we can begin. It is now 6:20, and the Intergovernmental Committee is able to proceed at your call, Mr. Chairman.
This is the Intergovernmental Committee, and we're beginning at 6:20. The first item on the agenda is the acceptance of the minutes of the December 7th meeting.
Move favorable action.
I saw Jim say second, but I didn't hear. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The first item on the agenda is PCR 19619, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick Public Schools. It is not drafted. It was Council President Marola's item.
I'm here. Hold on.
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead, Rick.
All right. This is the resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick Public Schools. It's not drafted.
So why don't you hold it till the second meeting in January?
Okay.
That should probably be switched into Councilman Gephardt's name too. I had talked to him about it.
Okay. Motion
to hold PCR 196-19 to January 20th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Does anyone have any comments on the council? Anyone in the public? Okay, a vote on motion.
Aye.
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 Okay, it's moved to January 20th. Second item is PCR 28-20, a resolution supporting codification of the cancer presumption by the General Assembly. Councilman Sinapi, it's not drafted.
General Assembly beat me to it. So this is now law anyway. So we can go ahead and get rid of this one.
Would you like to withdraw it?
Works for me.
Motion to withdraw PCR 28-20 per request of the sponsor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the last item that I have is PCR 40-20, a resolution in regards to amending the city council rules. It says it's not drafted.
You can go ahead and hold that to the next meeting, please.
Motion to hold PCR 40-20 till January 6th.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
And that closes the Intergovernmental Committee meeting at 6:13, 14
6:23
Oh, 10 minutes off.
Next up is the Appointments Committee. This is Chairman McElroy, Councilmember Ricks, and Councilmember McAllister, but it is not eligible to begin until 6:30 p.m. The time is now 6:30 and the Appointments Committee is eligible to begin at the chairman's call.
It is now 6:30 and the Appointments Committee will now come to order. Are we all here? Okay. The first order of business will be the acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on November 16th. Do I hear a motion?
Move to accept the minutes.
Second.
Have a motion to accept and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The first order of business is the...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, it's been brought to our attention from the solicitor's office that in regards to the appointments that were properly docketed as far as open meetings are concerned, they are violative of Rule 32 regarding confirmation of appointments of the council rules. So at this time, it's the recommendation not to proceed on any discussion or action on the appointments that are listed here and pursuant to Rule 32.
How are they violative of that rule?
Sure. I'll read from the rules for the edification of the public as well.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the rule. I'm assuming it's not the, was it the regular business meeting?
Yes, it's twofold, but yes, the appointments normally are under Rule 32, the appointments committee at its regular council business meeting would take up these items with the information being provided to it in advance. As the councilors are aware, tonight's meeting is not the regular business meeting. It is a regular public hearing meeting. So under that rule, it's a peculiarity of how it sits, but traditionally and per the rule, all the appointments are undertaken at the regular business meeting of each month, with information provided in advance of that date. So per that rule, we would recommend not to proceed.
Yeah, the only question I have about that is all year we've been doing appointments that happen at the regular business meeting. They've all been done at the second meeting of the month. So if we could do it at the second meeting all year, why is it changed now?
Well, I would say that this year has been an interesting one with COVID and other protocols and different meetings scheduled and moved around. So there have been instances where the council has decided to move forward in those efforts, I suppose. I can't speak in at length as to the issuance of, you know, how those proceeded, but the rule is being, if the council, you know, wants to proceed, the rule has, in this case, is, you know, subject to being changed.
All right. So what is the best way to go about changing that right now?
Well, I mean, twofold. One item is, you know, a way to clean up the rules longer term is to fix the rule clarification moving forward, so we don't have any other instances of this. And that's something that I know Councilman Sanabi has docketed something
The council president-elect has noted an upcoming issue, you know, interest in any other rule changes. So for the consistency sake that you're concerned about, perhaps that's something that the council may want to consider in its review of the council rules for the next cycle.
Yeah, I agree. For consistency, I'm fine with going forward with the way we've done it all year and possibly even in prior years. We can always revisit it when we change the council rules.
Mr. Chairman, I understand your position. I would just reiterate that per the rule, that's the guidance. And if the council wants to do anything else to the rule, that's at their discretion, but the rule itself states it. So proceeding would be in contradiction to the rule itself.
Okay, but it doesn't say anywhere in the rule what happens if you do it at a other council meeting other than the regular business meeting.
The rules, if I can have another moment to further review the rules around it, you have the discretion to refer things to other meetings down the road, but the peculiarity of this rule is that it states that the process begins on the first meeting. So unless the rule is changed or it's applicable in this case, so.
But does it say anything what happens if we don't follow that rule and we just follow past practice?
I would say it's not an official. You could argue that proceeding in direct contradiction without a formal action by the council to agree to do otherwise, then the action would be in jeopardy. And then in the case of these appointments, you're not choosing to waive the rules, there is a glimmer of doubt as to the qualifications of the appointments and thus any consideration, anything that they consider.
Would that also be for all previous meetings and appointments that weren't done at the regular business meeting?
I would contend that where the actions of the council have encouraged them or voted to actually proceed in that manner, that provides that authority. But in this case, unless there's an agreement to suspend or do otherwise, then the rule is going to be binding at this point in time.
Right. So then I could just appeal to the council to suspend that rule for evening's meeting?
Under the rules, the council has the ability to change to suspend different practices. Traditionally, the one that we're most familiar with would be in Rule 21, where we've had to extend past certain times of the evening. That particular rule requires unanimous consent. Other changes to the rules for the purposes of proceeding is on a majority basis.
Okay, so then the most safe thing to go doing it for past practice and to go with the council rules saying that has to be done at the regular business meeting, I would make a motion to suspend the rules to allow us to take up these appointments. Do I hear a second?
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Sure.
I have a couple of issues here. It may be the City Council's past practice when it comes to Rule 32. But now that Rule 32 has been brought to our attention, I'm concerned that we would need unanimous consent to move forward.
Well, I don't believe it has to be unanimous consent. And I think what is now, there's a motion made now. Now I'm waiting to see if there's going to be a second.
I would decline to second.
There being no seconds for the committee to suspend the rule, I would recommend that the committee conclude its business at this time.
Okay, the committee is closed at 6:39 p.m.
The time is now 6:40. The Public Properties Land Use Committee and Community Affairs is eligible to begin. This is Chairman Ricks, Councilman Corley, and Councilman McElroy.
Okay, I believe everyone is here. Everyone is ready.
Ready.
All right. The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:40 p.m. First up, we have acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 7th, 2020. Do I hear a motion? Acceptance.
Second.
Acceptance. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Let's see. The only remaining item. This is Councilman Snappy. It is not yet drafted. PCO 30-19, ordinance involving state law regarding unutilized commercial property. Councilman Snappy, would you request that we hold this to the first, second meeting of January or some other date?
Neither of these options is good as far as first or second. First, I don't think it's going to be written in time. I mean, to be honest, it is actually drafted in time, thanks to Ms. Pecchia, but we want some input from the mayor-elect. That way we can make sure this is suitable for everybody. So I would like to hold this. I don't think tomorrow's going to work, because that would mean we got to do a crash course on how this bill works and what we're looking for. And it's not reasonable to ask him to make an opinion on it so quickly. So I go for the second meeting, even though I suspect that's just increasingly overloading that meeting.
Second meeting in January, January 20, 2021?
Yes, please.
All right. Do we have a motion from a committee member to that effect?
I move on behalf of the sponsor to continue it to January 20th, 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The committee concludes at 6:42 p.m.
That concludes all committees for this evening. The full council will be up next at 7 p.m.